producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's a very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today as we kick off officially our sixth year. Groundhog Day 2011, we launched with what was then known as Natural News Radio, thanks to my good friend, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. We were once a day for many years. Since 1999, I had been broadcast, and we talked about it for a long time, and then he launched it, and we launched it together, and we're still going 6 years later, and I've got Mike Adams with me today.
Congratulations, Robert. Yeah, six years. I can't believe it. The time has flown by so quickly.
Yeah, so, I mean, yesterday, end of the fifth year, we're entering our sixth, but if you think about it, 6 days a week now, going on 6 years, and I have to say, you know, I know you don't need anybody to blow smoke, but the fact of the matter is I couldn't have launched this without you, because I knew, you know, the message was there, and I have the passion and the knowledge to bring this out, but I needed to be able to reach folks, and you just stunningly said, let's set this up, let's reach out to the world, and it just continues to grow, Mike. I got to thank you.
Well, you know, likewise, thank you for all of your effort. You've reached literally millions of people over the last five full years. And, you know, we've helped provide a conduit, of course, but it's your message, it's your voice, your words, and your inspiration to so many people. So just keep it going, man. We've got millions of people to reach, and people are hungry for this more and more. You know, remember, Robert, mm-hmm. 5 years ago, the things that we say, that we're saying today, they were considered really, really out there, but now they're accepted as you know, fact today.
Matter of fact, you're right. Yeah, like clean food. Exactly. You know, all the things that we wanted to do, we wanted to accomplish, and here we are. If we look back over that time span, the reach and the growth of Natural News and all the projects you've, you know, expanded out from there, plus the radio message, as you will, and you know, we probably should talk maybe a little bit about some changes as we can about Talk Network and the reach there as that transition from Natural News Radio. And I think the idea, like you've done with Natural News and now NewsTarget.com, is that, you know, you expand into these different areas because people are attracted to certain stories or certain genres of information. And I've always wanted to try and find a way to cross into all of those, of course, with health as our primary, let's say, starting point, because we realize no matter what political ideology or country some people are from, there is a desire for the most part to be well and to learn how to be well.
Yeah, well, and thanks for bringing up Talk Network. We ran an experiment, in essence, with Talk Network over the last few months of doing kind of like a terrestrial radio model online, but we found that people really want to hear the shows on demand. Mm-hmm. More people wanted to hear the archives than the live broadcast. So we moved into a hybrid model where we offer both. So we'll have a live stream, mm-hmm. like your show, you know, is that a fixed time on a live stream. But we also have the archives for all the shows, which are now powered by SoundCloud. So everybody who has a mobile device can, you know, listen to SoundCloud audio files, because that's kind of like the YouTube of audio. And people can leave comments and download the MP3s and all that. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is we can invite many more voices in, because one of the things that didn't happen with Talk Network that I wanted to see happen was I wanted to see more shows on natural cures and food self-reliance and permaculture and, you know, home remedies, those kinds of shows. And we never really got those going. And that's, I want to hear more of those kinds of voices, because that's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the other topics. Don't get me wrong.
Well, listen, but, yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of information out there that, you know, some we might say is that really the most helpful? Not that we're into censorship at all. That's not the point. But we're also very much into the practical. We really want to provide these tools for folks.
Exactly. I mean, I've even heard this feedback from a lot of people on just across the network, on TalkNetwork.com or NewsTarget. People would say, well, yeah, you know, so what about Sandy Hook? Or, you know, 9/11 mm-hmm. or whatever. We know what happened, but tell us how to grow our food, you know?
Yes, like yes.
That's often the feedback that I hear from people.
Well, and it's exactly the right place, you know, as far as the delivery of this kind of information. Folks are coming from all over the world to learn about it. And again, the spoken word is so powerful. It's not just the written word. People want to hear stuff. And as you said, with the mobile devices as we have them, to make it easier, and the excitement now, of course, even for those that want to listen to archives of this show, through the SoundCloud now, it's going to be easier and easier than ever to be able to not only listen to yourself, but also to share. I mean, there's embed codes all automatically done
for
everybody.
That's right. You'll be able to share the audio files that you like more easily. Well, incredibly easily, thanks mm-hmm. to SoundCloud. So, anyway, we're retooling the website. It's going to take about a week, maybe a week and a half to retool the site. So for those who are fans of Talk Network, just have a little patience with that. And we think we're going to really blow away the old model with our new structure. So, get ready for that and just stay tuned.
I love the nimbleness to be able to make an experiment and see where it goes and then retool. It's awesome. That's the kind of thing that you couldn't be done in the past as well. So great news there, and the transition is on, so we'll get you more information as it becomes available. Now, there's a lot of stories. We talk about maybe the closing of the loop from the time a story starts to the time that most people get it, right? 9/11, for instance, you mentioned that. It took sometimes for many people years to come to the conclusion that, oh, my gosh, it wasn't at all what we were told it was, for instance. And that, it was a shift in consciousness, and it seems like a quickening of some kind. So we look at a story like the Zika virus in South America. And we see in real time, instantaneously, not only here at Natural News and Talk Network and the Robert Scott Bell Show, that we're able to communicate, but many platforms around the world are picking up on this, for instance, that indeed the virus is a cover for the scam that is what? Genetically engineered mosquitoes, vaccines during pregnancy, genetically engineered pesticides, etc. And that awareness is happening in almost real time, Mike.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Drudge carried a headline today of the genetically engineered, or yesterday, genetically engineered mosquitoes causing or being linked to the Zika virus outbreak. What we find is whenever medicine or biotech causes some huge problem, if they accidentally cause an epidemic or genetic pollution or mutations in children, the first thing they do is they find something else to blame, and then they call for more vaccines, more genetically engineered mosquitoes, more chemicals to solve the problem that they created.
Yes.
And many of your listeners might know of the history of thalidomide. That was a drug given to women, pregnant women, that caused the horrible, horrible birth deformities, many children born without arms, for example. Several decades ago, and at that time, the denial didn't last very long, and eventually they came around and said, yeah, this is being caused by our medicine. But if that happened today, they would blame something else. They would probably blame organic food.
Yes, or Chipotle, right?
Right, they would blame Chipotle. Yeah. People who ate Chipotle burritos, they gave birth to mutants. That's what they would say. And then they would say the solution is mm-hmm. that all pregnant women should have this vaccine against birth defects or something like that.
Yeah, well, exactly. And in the case of Zika, as we're seeing, the cause of these birth defects, clearly, you know, and we're not saying it's only one thing, but yes, genetically engineered mosquitoes. We have no earthly idea what's happening there, except that they're not dying the way they were intended to die one generation out because of the presence of antibiotics in the environment. What does that lead to, for instance?
Right. If anytime genetic engineers think that they're going to engineer something that's going to be infertile, but it's going to multiply by the millions, beware, because Mother Nature finds a way to live.
Yeah, Michael Crichton was prescient in the way he wrote about this.
Right, exactly, yeah, Jurassic Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature finds solutions to keep life going, so you also have to beware of releasing anything into the open ecosystem. So whether we're talking about genetically modified crops, or now these genetically engineered mosquitoes, or even GM salmon.
Mm-hmm.
When you release these engineered insects or fish or crops into the open air environment where they can cross-pollinate or cross-infect, in essence, other members of a similar species, then you're just asking for a catastrophic genetic disaster on a scale that humanity has never seen before. We may be looking at the beginning of that with Zika.
Yeah, it's a hell bent for destruction. Now, in many ways, the message I'm seeing, like even BBC News are all covering this thing, is this, the virus is the real cause, and they're covering like in Catholic masses saying don't have children right now. You know, so you think, okay, depopulation. They've orchestrated a way for the one church that doesn't believe in birth control to start saying maybe birth control's a good idea, right? And of course, it's based on the fear of the virus, which is the mystery. It's really the thing that's like, oh, it's beyond anybody to know. It's not a partisan thing, as we've said. And yet it is technology, it is industry, it is the corruption of both of those things and government agencies. And they're going in doubling, tripling the spraying, which is part and parcel cause to these defects as well.
Yeah. And never forget that the vaccine industry loves viral pandemics. I mean, the very first call on this that we heard in the media was, we need urgent funding for vaccine research. Mm-hmm. And that's what we saw with Ebola as well. The vaccine industry loves outbreaks. In fact, it reminds me, I remember when I used to write software documentation for a computer antivirus company. This was many decades ago. One of my first jobs out of college. And I remember that at that time there were rumors and buzz that the people claimed the antivirus software companies were writing the viruses and releasing them in order to boost the sales of antivirus software. Right?
Yes.
Now, since I was in this company and I never saw any evidence of that happening whatsoever. All the engineers I knew were working against the viruses, but.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to today and the biological virus industry. Wouldn't it be very, very profitable for them to engineer and release viruses and then Ooh. Profit from the vaccine funding?
On that note, let's take a quick break here. We're on with the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, launching our 6 years since we began together, broadcasting 6 days a week. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're mentioning about the software, Mike, and again, you have that background as you know, and it would make sense from, let's say, a business model if you were a little bit not above board to say, hey, you know, let's engineer something that corrupts these computers, come in with the solution, right? And we'll make a fortune. So I guess I wouldn't say that nobody had ever thought about it. Maybe somebody's done it. But in terms of the actual viruses out in the real world, I don't think modern medicine really understands how these things operate to begin with, or if they're indeed the cause of disease, or are they the result of disease, which brings us back to the toxic poisons that give rise to cellular metabolic imbalances that cause spewing of genetic material that we call viruses out of the cells for some level of survival.
Well, you're so correct on that point. The virus itself, in most cases, doesn't by itself cause the disease. It's the terrain, right? Mm-hmm. It's the vulnerability or the suppression of the immune function of the victim that allows the virus to infect that person in a way that normally it would not be able to do. You know, we're surrounded by viruses all the time, literally billions of viruses all around us and inside us. Why are they not causing critical diseases and fatal diseases in us, or acute conditions?
Right.
Well, you know, the answer is because we have a fully functioning immune system, we have nutritional defenses, we have all of these biological defense mechanisms that are functioning. When those fail, mm-hmm. due to suppression by pharmaceuticals or suppression by nutritional deficiencies or ionizing radiation from mammograms, for example, yeah. then the viruses have an opportunity at that point to come in and do the kind of cellular damage that they normally would never be able to get away with.
Yeah, they'll proliferate unchecked. There's nothing to keep them in check anymore. I don't know. Did you see Bill Maher on Friday on HBO, his series? Now, Maher I can't stand, but when he gets onto the pharmaceutical stuff, a lot of times we'll go, yeah, he gets that, right? And he had on this Dr. Sam Chichoa, who supposedly is the physician to Charlie Sheen, brought him over into Mexico to do whatever his therapy is in addressing cancer, AIDS, AIDS in this case, which was Charlie Sheen. We've disputed the HIV right. causation, but let's put that aside for a moment. And this guy says, you know what? I found that there are viruses in the world that actually target, for instance, cancer cells or other pathogens. And he says he right. isolated them and utilized them for the benefit of the patient in this case. And it was shocking that even on Bill Maher's show on HBO that they showed this guy talking this way.
Yeah, that is interesting. I'm also aware of this kind of research happening in Europe where there is an anti-cancer virus that is given to a patient through a nasal spray, and it causes you to feel a little bit sick, like you'll have the sniffles or mm-hmm. a cold for a couple of days, and when it's over, the virus has destroyed cancer tumor cells in your body.
Are we talking about the Regvir out of Riga, Latvia?
Oh, yeah. Regvir is one I'm familiar with, yes.
Yeah, and that was featured in The Truth About Cancer, the Global Quest, where you were also featured in that. And this is the kind of information that we begin to say, you know what? Those childhood diseases that we're all trying to be vaccinated against, they're actually beneficial. They can prevent cancers later on, neurological degradation, other chronic diseases later on. This was also something I saw on CNN recently. The paleocardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson out of Arizona, was talking about debating with a dunderheaded doctor over this issue. And that other doctor was basically freaking out because Dr. Wolfson says, you know what? We should allow kids to have these infections. They're actually good for them.
Right, right. Well, yeah, modern medicine, of course, is so, well, it's not even modern anymore. It's almost kind of Dark Ages medicine, but it's so out of touch with the reality of how the body works. The immune system needs practice. It needs to adapt to stresses, whether those be viral or bacterial. And only through the adaptation can you build a strong immunity. It's just the same way you can't build strong muscles if you sit in a chair all day and you don't walk.
Yeah, you don't use them.
Your body has to have the stress of the muscles.
Yeah.
That's why astronauts lose muscle mass and bone mass, right? Because they don't have the stress of gravity.
Right, yeah. And let's not mention the cosmic radiation that would immediately give them cancer out there beyond the bonds of the protective, let's say, electromagnetic, you know, what do we have, the ionosphere, all these spheres that they call them.
Right, right.
But there's whole other stories that are not being told, and I love being able to tell them here with you, Mike, whenever we get a chance. I know how busy you are. I don't know if you have a few more minutes we can hang out and do another segment. I mean, launching our 6th year together, I'm just so excited.
Well, I do. I want to talk about Chipotle and how the CDC has just confirmed, it seems, my theory that it was bioterrorism.
Beautiful. Let's do that next. I love talking about that. We're going to stick around and have some more fun with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, launching our 6th year here now on Talk Network and many other syndicated outlets and through SoundCloud if you want to get the archives. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're about to launch into another discussion of what happened. What the heck happened to Chipotle? Or was it, what did they do to Chipotle? But in just a moment, I want to bring Super Don into the equation here with Mike Adams. Because, Don, you know what? We were together back with Talk Radio Network years ago doing our Sunday show once a week, and you were doing things well above and beyond anybody would ever be able to ask for. And we found a way to continue to work together. And then when we launched 5 years, now the 6 year we're entering together, when Natural News Radio was launched, now Talk Network, and you're still here making it sound so good, my friend.
I'm still here.
I'm still standing. How did that happen? I don't know.
If anybody knew the work you did behind the scenes, we'd be asking, how is he still standing?
Listen, I'm crazy. I love what I do, and you know, you and I kind of just hit it off there, you know, years ago, and we just kept doing our thing and growing and expanding, and then, you know, we got hooked up with Mike, and, you know, I mean, yeah, the rest is history, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. And Mike, again, you can vouch for the hard-working man. He calls me the hardest-working man in talk radio, health talk radio, but this guy's the hardest-working man behind the scenes.
Oh, he is. Yeah, without a doubt. Oh, my gosh, imaging how many different shows and making them sound great. But, you know, we're all in good company. I think all three of us here, we pretty much work hard, and that's the only reason that I think what we're doing is reaching so many people. So congratulations for 5 full years, Robert. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you think about that concept of hard work. I remember this was going way back when I was a teenager. You know, and it's like, who loves to work hard? I mean, in a sense, if you found something you love to do, you won't work hard. You won't feel like you're working hard. I know that. But like, my kids are in school, and sometimes they'll complain about the work they have to do. But at a certain point, you know, that wisdom of the ages, when you get old enough and you look back, you say, you know what? I got here not because I fell into it and got lucky, but the luck was made by the hard work. And then everybody else perceives it as, well, you got lucky.
Yeah, right.
You've heard that.
Luck is what happens when you work hard and you create opportunity and you make something happen. And then, yeah, luck strikes you after all that work.
Yeah, exactly. But isn't that funny? I mean, it's a story that you hear time and again when people look at somebody who's successful and they say, oh, man, if I can only – and they don't know all the things that went into it, all those years of work. And I just bring that up for folks out there listening, that just like Mike was talking about, you know, working your muscles in order to have functionality. What we've talked about, working the immune system in order to have an immune system that will work for you. All of these things that are shortcutted by many of the modern technological leaps that were made in the 20th century that really only shortcutted integrity, biological, immunological integrity, and now it's coming home to roost, especially with the biotech industries and GMOs.
Yeah, well said. And by the way, you know, since Don's on with us, I just want to say, Don, thank you for all that you do and for making this happen.
Well, thank you, Mike. You know, we're sitting here talking about the hardest working, you know, people in Health Talk Radio. I mean, when you talk about Mike Adams, Mike runs he takes care of a ranch. Mm-hmm. He's a radio host. He runs a food lab. He is a video audio guy. He's a recording artist. I mean, it's like, I don't know how you do it, Mike. When do you sleep?
He's never answered that question to my satisfaction. Mike, go ahead. Give it a try.
Well, we have a cloning factory here.
I knew it.
See, I knew it all along.
We do it. We've been talking about this, Don. We're right. Oh, my God. But, yeah, this is the incredible thing. But the thing, you're driven by a passion to do something. You don't have to do this, and yet you do it. And it just, you know, stuns me every time you say, you know, I've got this project now. I've got this. Oh, I've got this music coming out. And it just makes me smile, too, because it all tends to empower folks that, you know, if you get it. If you don't, you run screaming for the hills because you don't understand the message and what it's all about. But for the most part, the growth of this medium has shown that more people than not are hungry and ready for the information. There will be those kicking and screaming. We can't do anything about them.
Yeah, that's true. And more people are waking up to all of this. People are tired of being sick and diseased and obese and cancerous, and they know that the medical system doesn't work. It doesn't prevent disease. In fact, it just keeps it going. So yeah, they're hungry for solutions.
Yes.
And this is where they're getting it.
And speaking of hunger and GMOs, not in the same sentence normally for us, but Chipotle. We wanted to talk about Chipotle. Now, I've been under the impression, as have you, just from the beginning, that there must have been some kind of, I don't know if the right word is sabotage, but that's the word that keeps coming up in regards to, oh, well, there's an E. coli outbreak or there's some other strange malady and then the CDC can't figure out where it's from. And I'm thinking, that's already unusual because they know when Listeria is in ice cream, they can figure that out pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, let's be clear here. The CDC has given up on trying to figure out where this E. coli has come from because they can't trace it down to any single ingredient. Now, I was the guy who said publicly This is corporate sabotage. This is the biotech industry walking into Chipotle restaurants and spraying E. coli on the food. This is bioterrorism because that's the way the biotech industry operates. Or at least I was saying that there's a very high possibility that this is happening. Obviously, I don't have proof of it. But, that was, of course, dismissed by the mainstream media, saying, no, the CDC is going to find this. They're going to trace it to a farm, or they're going to trace it to an ingredient provider, or they're going to trace it to the onions or the cilantro or something. Well, they tried all that. They tested it. Guess what? The E. coli doesn't trace back to any ingredient, doesn't trace back to any farm, doesn't trace back to any supplier, which means, of course, that my original theory seems like the most likely explanation at this point.
This is the last thing left standing when all other explanations, you can't find it. What's left? And, of course, it was even, I think they said, a strain of E. coli that they said they don't typically find in any food.
So, that's right, yeah. An unusual strain. Probably the bioterrorists who pulled this off, the biotech shills, they probably picked this up. They gathered up some E. coli slurry from an animal factory farm somewhere, and then they figured out a way to nebulize it and release it in the E. coli. In the Chipotle restaurants to spread it on the food.
Yeah, and after all was said and done, only 20 out of the so-called 56 that were made ill by it, 20 were hospitalized, zero died. And yet, we talk about foodborne pathogens, food poisoning. I mean, there are serious things that happen. Even in your own home, it could happen. I mentioned yesterday on the air, I had some organic hummus, and I ate about a third of it before I realized that the oils had gone rancid on it. But what did I do? I didn't panic, and I wasn't drinking, slurping the oil, but I could taste it at a certain point, and I was like, oh, I grabbed my bottle of silver hydrosol, chugged about an ounce right down, falling, because I had just eaten it. Whatever fire was going to go off didn't go off, and I was fine. It's like,
right.
If you know, again, I realize that the people at Chipotle probably didn't have any flavor, anything, based on what you're saying as well. But it's also, as I say, part of our mission and message to say, we also want to provide options for folks that should they have symptoms like this, that there are things they can do genuinely, even before you go to an ER.
Well, that's exactly right. And look at who's most likely to be victimized by E. coli in the first place. It's someone who has been weakened and immune compromised by processed foods, medications, and vaccines. So this is another case where you can't blame the bacteria for 100% of it. You have to also look at the terrain of the person. And how has their immunity been compromised? How has their digestion been compromised? If you have more probiotics in your gut, you're going to do better against some kind of a gastrointestinal a pathogen like E. coli. So there are all kinds of factors in this, but of course the industry just wants to say, no, Chipotle is bad. Don't eat at Chipotle. And quietly behind the scenes, they're saying, because they're non-GMO. They're non-GMO. We got to destroy them. We have to attack them. We have to make them, look dangerous.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing behind the scenes. In reality, fresh food is the best food that you can eat. And that's mostly the kind of food that Chipotle serves, is fresh ingredients. Now, they could be better. They could be all organic. And hopefully Chipotle is moving in that direction. But compared to something like McDonald's, Chipotle is worlds apart.
Well, and I fear that this episode has curtailed some of their local focus, because what they're trying to do, and I read about this, is they're trying to make it so that everybody is the same everywhere. That's the concept of course, fast food and franchises. Everybody does it the same way. And their movement was, no, we want the basic premise to be the quality of food. We want to have local where available. And I think this may curtail some of their efforts to do that, based on the false claims, if you will, that they were really responsible for this, because I don't necessarily believe that they were.
Yeah, unfortunately, health department inspectors and the FDA believe that the only safe food is dead food.
So, correct, yes.
McDonald's is very, very good at frying the life out of everything.
Yes.
Right? So even, a chicken McNugget, when it's shipped to McDonald's in a frozen state, if you ate that thawed but not cooked, it might be full of pathogens that are dangerous to you. Who knows?
Yeah.
But they just cook the snot out of it, and by that definition, then suddenly it's, quote, safe for you to eat.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, we're talking, if you haven't figured it out, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We're launching our 6 years here with since we went 6 days a week, and it's very exciting, and I'm so glad Mike is here this first hour to launch with us. You know, another story here, and we've got a couple of minutes before break, the lead poisoning in Flint, Michigan. Now, obviously, everybody in the mainstream media, leftists, want to make it about a Republican. And instead, where is the news media coverage to say, you know what, since the 1940s or 50s at least, we figured out there was something called EDTA chelation, and it was designed initially to pull lead out of people who were poisoned by lead. Not one mention in the mainstream media of that. If they want to do something to correct this, make some funds available for doctors that know how to do it. They could be pulling the lead out of all these kids right now.
You know, Robert, we have a major announcement coming up this week about protecting America from the lies of the EPA and the state water officials who are covering up the truth about lead in their water pipes. And given that I run a lab that can detect heavy metals, you might be able to figure out what we have in mind. But we have a major announcement coming up this week.
Oh, beautiful. Well, very exciting. I can't wait to let the world know about it right here on this show as well. As I said, we continue to bring the power to heal back to you out there listening, and I'd like for you to participate. You can call us 24/7 and leave a message even when we're off the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including, of course, to naturalnews.com and newstarget.com, among many other sites that you want to plug into if you haven't already. We've got a few more minutes left. Mike, can you hang out for this first hour of our 6 year?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. What a great hour here it is. RobertScottBell.com, and all the links are out. Say thanks to our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go. That's right. It's 6 years, and we're still going. And Mike Adams is here helping provide some of that horsepower behind the scenes, along with Super Don. And you know, I'm glad my kids are now too old to play with dolls. Even my daughter, who's now 10 and a half, 11. Okay, she's kind of left a lot of dolls behind because nowadays, and you can check this out on Natural News, Mike. What is the news on dolls?
Well, we have dolls now available with accessory kits that include insulin pumps and glucose meters. They're now normalizing diabetic dolls.
Oh, my God.
A company called American Girls has a $24 kit available online so that you can equip your doll with diabetes accessories. So, you know, this is – remember, Robert, when Sesame Street had the autistic girl, I think named Julia –
yeah, was it one of the Muppets, an autistic Muppet? They were saying.
Yeah, a Muppet. So instead of talking about how we can save children from the toxic vaccines,
right.
They're just trying to normalize it and say, yeah, you know, 1 out of 10 gonna be like Julia here, this Muppet.
Well, normalizing disease, as you said, we've become to expect that all kids. In fact, how long will it be before they have chemo dolls, little babies and kids that have no hair? Right. Yeah. Exactly.
No hair, right. Exactly.
Maybe they already have them. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
You know, and the sad part is they're going to say, well, you know, we want to support the chemo children. We want to be compassionate. Well, if you're really compassionate, how about we stop them from getting cancer in the first place? Stop feeding them cancer-causing processed meats and hot dogs, you know, with sodium nitrite. Mm-hmm. You know, stop lying to them about denying them information about vitamin D that can prevent cancer. You know, if you really want to help children, let's make them cancer-free. Let's not poke their veins with poison and then give them a hairless doll. I mean, That's not the answer.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is the thing. Normalizing, as you see, unless your children have been raised more organically, fewer or no vaccines, fewer antibiotics, you know, these kids all have chronic illnesses. As I said, you know, one of the things that it gives me my motivation every day is the fact that I was one of those kids, those canaries in the coal mine of Generation X, and that, you know, that I found a way out. It gave me this energy that I didn't have before, and I said, I've got to tell folks. And then we ended up, like I said, doing this and this messaging that we've got going on every day or 6 days a week. It's for purpose. It's for a reason. It's not to take power away. It's to really remind folks that that power is theirs, and it's not a doll with diabetes accessories.
Exactly. We need to teach children and families about nutrition and preventing disease. And it's so easy. If we just had any willingness as a society to do so, it's simple. You know, the fundamentals of nutrition are very simple. But instead, we're growing up generations of children on sodas and high fructose corn syrup and fried foods and hydrogenated oils. And, of course, they're getting cancer and diabetes and heart disease and Alzheimer's. And that's what the drug companies are looking forward to.
Hey, Louisiana Don, right? He's in Louisiana now. Are there any like voodoo dolls we can make of these big bad evil politicians or pharmaceutical heads and kind of stick it to them now as they've been trying to stick it to our kids?
I guess there should be voodoo dolls. Or I haven't seen any yet, but yeah, I don't know. What would they call the little... What's the name of the little doll with the... Is it Dia Barbie? Is that what they would call it?
Dia Barbie.
Oh, my.
Diabolical Dia Barbie. That would make sense.
No voodoo dolls here yet. No. I haven't seen any.
All right. Well, listen, I mean, I'm just thinking turnabout is fair play, but we don't tend to play that way anyway. We're just trying to bring that that light of truth out there. And, of course, Detoxify the Kids, as I mentioned, the last segment talking about those folks in Flint, Michigan. We already know how to detoxify kids and adults from lead. Where is the communication in the mainstream media on this? It's up to, you know, Natural News, News Target, what we're doing, and hopefully they'll pick it up eventually.
Yeah, it's amazing that the media, well, the government in particular, the EPA and the state officials, they knew there was lead in the water, and they withheld that information from the public. Mm-hmm. And then when the media finally learned of it, they didn't tell people how to detox lead. Probably they don't even know.
No, and they still don't. I mean, I realize that as I, you know, rail at the lefties who are just all they're wanting to do is blame the righties, so to speak. And instead of finding, hey, you know, how do we deal with this? It isn't about just throwing money at it. It's like if there's money to be had and thrown, throw it at the doctors that actually know how to detox these kids. Listen, we're out of time. Mike Adams, my friend, so grateful for you. Thanks for joining us to launch our 6 year together.
Thank you, Robert. It's always awesome to join you. We're going to have another great year together.
Absolutely. We got a lot more healing to bring out and about, and we're going to continue to do that thanks to Super Don as well. So stick with us. In the meantime, remember this. It's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.